All right, next to you we have whom?
Autumn Mullengraff.
Autumn, what year in school are you?
I'm a senior this year.
How long have you been an FFA member?
Since 7th grade, actually.
Looking back on your time as an FFA member, what would you count as some of the highlights?
I think just getting closer with the people that I normally wouldn't, because we're a small school, so you're going to be in competitions with your younger classmates. So I think getting to know them was definitely a highlight of it.
Being a senior, I'm assuming you hold some sort of office here.
Yep, I'm the vice president of our chapter.
As a vice president, then I assume you get to know students from other chapters around the region, correct?
Something like that. Yeah, okay. I mean, during competitions, for sure, yep.
And you get to go to, say, like, state convention, things like that?
Yep.
What have been some of the high points of your time as an FFA member? What are some of the more standout things you've done?
We have gone to National FFA a couple of years. We haven't competed, but we just went as a chapter, and that was super cool. That was in Indianapolis both years that I've went. We've gone to state FFA a lot for parliamentary procedure, A communications, milk quality and products I've gone for. So it's been pretty cool.
Okay, at National FFA, you get to listen to some outstanding speakers.
Yep.
Had I been invited, I, of course, would have been number one. Who's number two on your list? Who's the favorite person you've listened to?
Bob Goff, I think, right? Yeah, that's an author.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did Bob Goff write?
Everybody Always.
All right. Hey, I'll take your word for it. That's all right. Next to you, we have whom? Just pull that microphone up there. Go ahead.
I'm Ellie Olson.
Hi, what year in school are you?
I'm a freshman.
And your role with the chapter is what?
I'm the sentinel, so I care for the meeting room and stuff.
You're the social chairman, basically, is what it amounts to, isn't it? Kinda?
Yeah.
All right. Besides being the chapter sentinel, what are some of the other activities in FFA that you do?
We participate in ag issues. So there's issues in the agriculture community, and then we present them and do the positives and the negatives of the issue.
Now that you bring that up, that's an interesting point. As you see it, as the chapter sees it, what are some of the ag issues that are out there that you talk about? What are some of the topics you bring up?
Well, this year for our competition, we did wind towers. So there's a lot of positive and negatives, and
sure,
we have so many around us.
Sure.
So we need to learn more about that.
What are some of the issues you considered talking about or looked at?
Like noise pollution, they ruin a lot of our roads, and then some of the positives were reusable energy, and then they'll stay for a while.
You know, when you mentioned ag issues, the first thing that popped into my mind was precision ag for some reason. Do you, as an FFA chapter or as an FFA member, do you spend some time with that? Have you talked about that or no?
No, not really.
Okay. Is it something you might consider as a educational or a career choice down the road? Just out of curiosity?
Something like that. I want to go into agriculture for something, but I haven't really decided that. I'm only a freshman.
All right. Anyone can field this. I'll just throw it open to whoever wants to take it. Where we're talking about FFA week and some of the things going on this week, what are some of the highlights of the Dewbrook chapter you're going to undertake and do between now and the end of the school year? What are some of the things you'll do?
Well, obviously state convention will be coming up soon in like April, so it's going to be a good opportunity for us to go to that and show our talents in our different competitions.
And then we have Agri Science Fair, so it's like science fair projects.
Very good. One final question and I'll let you go. And again, whoever wants to answer it can. If you're talking to a group of sixth graders, sell them on FFA. Why should they get involved?
The opportunities that FFA brings you is unremarkably incomparable. Like, you get your confidence, you continue on. Like, you can go into college and become parts of, like, groups where you can learn about more about FFA, get an agriculture field, which is very important, especially in South Dakota. So it's a lot of fun, too.
Also, FFA helps you develop skills for different careers that you might go into. Obviously, Sage and I got a job at Norm's, and that helped with our floriculture and also nursery landscape. So it just helps you a lot in with developing skills that other people might not have if they were in FFA, and gives you a lift up on other people.
And, gosh, anymore, there are so many things. Animal science, precision ag, agribusiness, computers in agriculture. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on of career choices and things you can do, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else before we let you go? Do we need to stretch this out? Is there a class you want to skip?
Yeah. All of them.
All of them? Sorry, we can't go that long. Right? We better let you get back. Guys, thank you for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you this week and the rest of the school year. Thank you for bringing the students in. We appreciate it. The Dewbrook FFA chapter on Brookings Radio.